Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning to everybody that is tuned in to this radio show or podcast. My name is Jay Garvin's, and I am your host of the Jay Garvin Show and podcast right here on KRDO News Radio, or iTunes, or any other social media site that you're getting this recording from. I welcome you very much. Another beautiful day here in Colorado. I was sharing with my producer, I just got done with one of my planes, trains, and automobile round trips. But if you've not heard my voice, I am Jay Garvin's, the host right here of Home and Mortgage Talk. And for the last couple weeks, we've taken a break from the normal as I took you through some subjects of the Grand Canyon and how grand it is, a national treasure, and also the wild, wild west as I traveled across the southern part of Colorado and into Durango and Silverton. But today we're getting back to the roots of this radio show, to the roots of what brings me to you, and that's talking about real estate and mortgage. And I need to pop my Saturday morning energy drink. I've got my energy drink. I've got my show notes. And what a great conversation it's going to be. Just you and me finding out more about what's going on in this crazy Pikes Peak region real estate market. Going to have my good friend and economic update guru, Bill McAfee, coming in the second segment. But today's show is titled, with a drum roll please, Demographics in the Pikes Peak region, what I call Kids Gone Wild. So we'll have a little bit of humoristic theme with that. I'm excited for the production Matt did on the Wild Wild West in the previous shows, but today is going to be that much better. Remember, not only do I host this show and podcast, but also I am a licensed loan originator. I have heard from so many of you, more than a half a dozen a week now, Greg and Tiffany and Teresa. I appreciate you all reaching out this last week alone. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. I will pick up the phone. You can text me as well, 719-330-1457. I would love to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance transaction. I've done a great show, I believe, from feedback that you gave me, rates and the rate debate. I talked about that. I would love to earn your business for refinance because right now, people's phones, the mailers, the internet clicks are off the hook. And there are so many individuals out there that are well-intended, but they're helping dozens and hundreds of people that I speak to make poor financial decisions for the simple completion of a transaction, or even worse, for their financial gain, just to hook you into another mortgage transaction. And you do not want that at Churchill Mortgage. We believe that it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, regardless of the circumstance. And that rings true with the Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. There's six of us right here locally off of Colorado and Cascade Avenue. Ken Smith, Sabrina Lauer, myself, Carolyn and Lena and Piper, and we can help you. We have a perfect client experience. I invite you to go online and see some of our reviews. But most importantly, I want to be there for you because the title of today's show is Demographics in the Pikes Peak region with the play on Kids Gone Wild. We've got, however you calculate the number, between 72 million and 87 million young individuals, millennials, plus all the immigrants, no one ever talks about that, coming to market. And it's turning the real estate market and even the mortgage market on its ear. And what I'm going to talk about today is the following. The show premise is that I'm a seasoned professional. I've been doing this for 21 years in mortgage and in real estate, licensed loan originator since 2009, since the requirement was put in place by Dodd-Frank. I've been originating since 1998. Matt and I have been doing this show here since January of 2012. And this market is almost unrecognizable for me from even a year ago. We used to have, like Bill McAfee will go into the details of 4 or 5 or even 6 months of inventory, and we're down to only a third of a month, a 10-day inventory. And we're going to talk about when the kids go wild. And with the millennials being born from 1981 to approximately 2000, some people say 1997, there's question marks on that. There's a lot of individuals over 17 to 19 years, over 72 million. The highest estimation is 87 million because we've got 5 to 7 to 11 to 15 million undocumented immigrants. And as you're sitting and listening to me, as you and I are talking, close your eyes and think of the caravans walking up through Mexico. How many of those individuals look like they're over 40 years old? Not many 55-year-olds are walking from Guatemala to come into the United States. You have some as young as 3 or 5 years old, but primarily they're 15 to 25-year-old males. There's females, there's children, but all of those are seated within the age range, the birth years of the millennials. So when you take a housing market that was already tight during the Great Recession, especially in places like Colorado Springs that were a bit overbuilt, and then national builders like Pulte and other pulled out, and now the national builders are coming back in, we simply can't catch up with the inventory. I sure am trying, developing and building 8 townhomes right now in Woodland Park myself. But demand is far exceeding the supply. And with the burst of inactivity during COVID-19, you now have less building, less moving. One example of that, I talked to a good friend of mine, radio listener Dave, and his wife Jamie, who's in the military. And he said, Jay, there was a significant delay during last summer and last fall for all permanent change of station and ETSing and PCSing, as it's referred to. And now those gates are opening up. So you have more demand of people moving. You have more demand because we're coming out of COVID. This is beautiful. The word is on May 6th, El Paso County is lifting its mask mandate. Let's get an applause for that. And on that Thursday or Friday, more activity is going to be happening. Real estate inventory is limited, and it's left us to where we sit today. So throughout the whole show, I'm going to share with you what it realistically looks like. Through my eyes, I'll share with you what the market looks like to offer and get under contract and purchase a home. Bill McAfee will go over the numbers, but most importantly, we'll give you the big takeaways of how you can navigate this market or help your adult children navigate this market. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me during the break at 330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transactions, and I'll be right back.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Today's subject that you and I are discussing is demographics in the Pikes Peak region. Kids gone wild. And what I'm sharing with you, my friends, every quarter, maybe every 2 months, I come back to my classic demographics conversation. This one is demographics right in our region. But we have a past in United States of generations starting way back as far as the lost generation, which is basically covering like 1883 all the way to 1900. There was a big depression during the late 1800s, an agricultural depression, and that was a smaller generation, less people born during periods of hardship, followed by the Greatest Generation, which fought World War I and World War II. The Tom Brokaw book was written, and that was from 1900 to about 1925, 26, and that was a proportionately large generation. But then you had the Silent Generation, my parents, from like 1925 to 1945, children of the Depression, children of the wars, World War II. And they were proportionately smaller, again, because of depression, less families were having babies. But then you had the largest boom that the world had ever seen. Of course, the baby boomers, the most well-defined generation by date from 1946 to 1964, largest generation with over 78 million members in that generation when you adjust for immigration and birth rate. But then you have the Gen Xers, which was my generation, still is, born from 1965 to 1980. Because of a lot of different factors, there was less parents that we had in the Lost Generation or the Silent Generation, so there was less births. But there also was women's liberation, contraception, Wade versus Roe. There was 20 or 30 million babies that were never born. And whoever you talk to, our generation is sized as small as 45 million, but no greater than 55 million. Well, now it brings us to today's conversation, the millennials, born from like 1981 to maybe 1997. There's almost 87 million millennials when you adjust for immigration. Absolutely, the lowest mark is 72 million, which means they're 20 million in size larger than us and as much as 40 million larger than us. And I think by the explosion, the shift in our economy, the shift in mortgage, the shift in real estate, the shift in supply and demand, we're seeing that generation as a larger shift rather than a smaller predicted shift. Now, I'm going to break this down into a granular level, but Harry S. Dent is really the source for my information here. I have read most of his books. He's got some new books out. And the most recent one is Harry Dent's What Do We Do When the Bubble Pops? And I'm telling you today that when the bubble pops, you have to be prepared, but we are still pumping helium into this balloon and the economy and in Pikes Peak region and in the real estate. And it certainly has far more room before it pops. It's going to get busier, much more complicated, much more explosive before there's any contraction. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. First of all, I'm going to start here with Bill McAfee, who will probably be in at least a segment and a half to go over the economic numbers of what specifically is happening throughout the real estate and demographically in the Pikes Peak region. How are you doing today, my friend?
My God, I'm good. How are you doing, Jay?
I am doing good. You know, on a side note here, a good friend of mine, Tom, said that he sat down with you and was very, very impressed. And I said, I know, I've been sitting across from him in a studio for almost 10 years now, and he knows real estate law and he knows the market, but you're my favorite compadre to speak with, my friend, because I am seasoned in this market and it's almost unrecognizable for even me.
It's. I will tell you, we're seeing stuff that no one's ever seen. I'm a native here. And
yeah, I have 10 offers now in my mortgage branch right now with the six of us handling them. All of them are under contract. All are set to close. Every single one of them, the lowest one is 380, the highest one is 580, and all of them have 30,000 to 80,000 over asking price.
It's to the degree of lack of supply versus demand, never seen anything like it ever. It's yep. It's just amazing. If you're a seller, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, Marlo and I are becoming a seller on the 30th just for this, and I'm in a 1031 exchange. I told people this is on the record after this election when Cory Gardner did not get reelected. I said, honey, I think it's time we buy in Tennessee for political and tax purposes. You have to always have a plan B. And now my wife and I are saying, hey, if we find a great house in Tennessee, we'll buy it. If not, I'll pay the 10 grand in capital gains and just start paying all the rest of my houses off. I mean, how are you and Ronnie? What's your approach as a native of this market?
Right. You know what we've done is, you know, I'm a flipper by nature.
Uh-huh.
And so typically that's what her and I would do is we would buy typically through the public trustee sale and then flip them. We're now getting more and more into dirt. It's, you know, there's just such a lack of it. It's hard to get it up and going. We've found a little bit of a niche. you know, where we can get in and buy the dirt and then sell it off. And so, you know, that's where I'm leaning.
You're wholesale flipping dirt.
I am, basically.
And for you novice listeners, flip is nothing more than buying, investing, improving, and reselling a property, a structure, as opposed to buying and holding. So you have two slang terms of flipping and buy and holding. And you've done very, very well in that, Bill. But with this market, people keep asking me, the number one question is this a bubble?
You know, I get that all the time too. Here's what I can tell you for sure. 56% of the loans last year were conventional loans. That means 56% of the people that bought homes, and I'm getting my data through the MLS, but the bottom line is when you have that many putting money into homes,
5%, 10%, 20%.
Absolutely.
And even cash.
Yeah. And so here's what I'm going to just give you the things that are different, why I don't think it is a bubble. And then I'll tell you where I do think we are in big trouble. So the bottom line is, I don't think it's all because over half the people that bought last year bought cash into it. And over the half the people that are buying this year are bringing conventional loans in, about 54% this year. So you have that. You also have, in our market, you have industries coming here. I mean, it just is, you know, with Amazon, with In-N-Out, with Southwestern. I mean, people are coming here. One thing I think that people don't understand, we didn't lose all Space Force. We lost maybe, and there's still a possibility of Command possibly coming back, but Command was the upper echelon of that.
Yeah.
And that one hurt because those are high, big income types of people. The other thing that's totally different than it was last time, the types of, I called them the liar's loans, the stated income, no doc. You lied and you didn't have to prove it. We're starting to see Alt-A loans where you do it stated income, but then you got to prove your assets.
Uh-huh.
So we are starting to see, you know, that's always a little bit scary when I see it start to slide. Last time, we were oversupplied. We had 7,062 homes on the market when we crashed. 7,062.
Today we have 460.
Absolutely. And a normal market would be 3,000 to 4,000. Yeah. So, you know, so we're not over like we were then. You don't have the crazy loans going on like we had back then. You're not having people, you know, come in and just basically come in and lie on the apps, do all sorts of crazy stuff. We're not seeing that this time. So for those reasons, I'm not seeing, as far as a real estate crash, I don't see that. Here's what I do see. We cannot borrow money the way we are through the federal government right now without sometime having to pay the piper.
I'm telling you, my friend, and this is the last point, which is the title of the show, Demographics in the Pikes Peak Region, is in 2006, we had 70-plus million baby boomers that were opening the door to retirement, just turning 60 years old. Now we have, by anybody's calculation, 7 to 80 million people in the millennials that are turning 40 this year. They're getting into their prime earning years, 40 to 60, rather than a large consuming generation of baby boomers exiting that door. So right. We've got more money coming into the market, not more retirement
right.
coming into the market. But the federal government, I mean, look at inflation, 2.6% last quarter, the highest in 19 years.
And the inflation part of that, too, I'm an economics major in college. And one thing that always cracks me up when they change, and I think they changed the benchmark in the late 70s or early 80s, when they took fuel and food out of that equation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know a lot of people that don't use fuel or food.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody who's buying fuel for less than $2.50 a gallon and medium and premium for $3 to $3.40.
We definitely have someone to thank for that. You guys may have figured that one out.
No, you don't have to. It's Joe Biden and kill the Keystone Pipeline and domestic. But I'm going to hold you up over the break.
Okay.
But start with me, the natural tea leaf reader of these statistics in El Paso County.
One thing, Jay, that the COVID did change fundamentally, and that is corporations realize that their people can work from home. They don't have to be in an office. So you're going to see, and we are seeing, people move to Colorado Springs who don't work here. They work in other places around the world.
In Denver, in California, yeah. Absolutely.
And that we are going to see more and more of. People are getting tired of their cities being burnt down. They're getting tired of living on top of each other.
Yep.
That is going to put more people here. We're in a reverse thing. Now, big cities are not the place. No, secret's out. Colorado Springs is a great place to live. So it's that confidence. It's great to live. We are getting, when you still look at these numbers, homes are getting up there. They are just getting up there.
And that's what I want to talk about. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to hold Bill McAfee up over the break so you can continue to hear his economic update. And during the break, just call me at 719-330-1457. Let me help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. And we'll be back right after these important important messages.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Born to be wild.
Well, thanks for sticking around. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I am your host, Jay. I'm talking today about demographics in the Pikes Peak region, what I call kids gone wild. We've got more change, a more dynamic shift in the real estate market than I've ever seen in my 22 years in mortgage, 26 years in Colorado Springs. And I've got none other than the best, Bill McAfee, who is running Empire Title, who's got some great economic statistics. And Bill, we were talking before the break, what are you seeing with the median price, with the increase by percent of average and median in the house? What do you see in those statistics there?
Well, you know, when you go to talk about even the median and the average, ours is simply driven by, we had, you know, last month we had 462 listings, and I pull that at any time during a month.
So 462
listings,
single family townhome condo listings on the market of houses that are available. But how many sold?
1,342. We're selling 300% of what we have right now. We've never seen this, Jay.
So if 1/4, maybe 30% of the market is coming by listing, where's all the other ones coming from, Bill?
So what's happening is we'll start the month with like 1,000, and then there'll be 400 listings come on that month. We sell that 400 plus another 300. So the next month you start at 700 instead of 1,000. With the exception of 1 month, we've declined every month since last April. We're on a year now of declining listings, and that's exactly what's happening. We're eating everything that comes on, plus about
pocket listings and all of that never even hit the market until they're a listed sale.
Yeah, and this is it's just a crowd. I've never seen anything like that before. And there's about 4,000 agents in the city. So when you take 4,000 agents and there's 400 listings.
Or 4,000 agents and only 1,200 closings.
Yeah. No, yep, absolutely.
And you said, Bill, that we're going to see possibly the number of sales at the end of the year go down, not because of desire, but just availability.
I truly believe that could happen. Right now we're ahead.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, I don't know.
We need inventory.
Well, and Jay, here's something like for the people out there in Radio Land. We would normally have 5 months of inventory. So that would typically be, let's say 5 times 30, we got 150 days of inventory. What that means is if we didn't add anything in, it would take us 150 days to sell everything we had. That's a normal market for us. Right now, in 9.4 days, we would sell everything we have. So if we didn't add anything in 9.4 days, we'd sell it all.
And that's broken down for two specific reasons. One, as you've just stated the obvious, there's far less inventory. But even though the inventory is less, as you look at your statistics, we're going to reach this summer, if there's enough houses to be found, the historical level of over 2,000 sales. We're about to hit it.
Yeah.
So at the same time that we've got the lowest inventory with people moving here and all of that, we've got more sales every month than we've ever had. And on top of that, Bill, I just talked to a good friend of mine, Dave and Jamie, who's an officer in the military. He says, Jay, they're opening up the valve dramatically for permanent change of station, military PCS and ETS now coming out of COVID, where it was almost ground to a halt last summer and last fall.
Okay.
So now you've got more demand coming into the market.
Absolutely. And you know as well as I do from being military, a lot of people end up staying in Colorado Springs. If you're ever stationed here, there's a lot that retire here.
And people are still respecting the VA loan.
Yep.
They really are. The VA loan numbers have actually went up. Conventional has went up. Cash and FHA has went down.
Right.
No one's accepting an FHA offer right now.
No, and frankly, the conventional is still king. And the funny, cash is not.
Cash is not. I think people are cutting it in half, Bill, and buying two houses. There's so many more investment buyers out there like you and me now.
Well, the only other thing, too, that cash does, you can go faster. But the sellers right now, are most of them are afraid to sell too fast.
They don't want to sell. They want 2-3 months of rent back. They want appraisal gaps.
So that's where
they want over asking price. They want convenience.
That's
consistency.
Right. Last month's sales were only 4% cash.
Only 4% cash.
Yep. That's crazy. I've seen it as high as 16.
Yep.
Months of inventory in every single price range we have, Jay, is I don't
Well, let's
need to talk
about this. You and I sat in this studio when there was like a 41-month turn time on houses $1 million dollars or above.
Yep.
What's the median?
That was only 5 years ago, by the way.
That was only 5 years ago, and now
3.38.
3.38 months to sell $1 million house in this county.
It doesn't matter what price range you're in. Yep. Now, Jay, the other concern for me is interest rates. They had that bond shot up a little bit, and those interest rates trailed it. It was 3.08, which is still great. I really believe if we can stay in the threes, you might be able to press fours. We're going to be fine because what's happening is that's offsetting the increase in the prices in the houses.
Yes.
But if the rates would really truly start to run, we start to go into four, four and a half, five, that's going to hurt our market.
It's going to stop it. It did in 2018, even when we had a strong bustling economy because Americans are broke. And I talked to a couple that they were both attorneys, one of them working with the county with $200,000 in student loan debt, making $75,000 a year. His fiance unemployed, $150,000 in student loan debt. They want to buy a $300,000 house. They have $10,000 to their name, and they're like, we'd like to keep that in reserves. And I said, do you want me to tell you what you want to hear, or do you want to have a 30-second conversation of reality? Right. She chose the reality, and I said, you're insane. If you don't have $30,000 to $50,000 cash and you get a job, you're not going to buy anything. I don't care how many pets you have.
Right, right. No, it's crazy. I think they hit 4.56 back in November of 18, and it stopped.
It stopped.
It just ground to a halt. So I think if we can stay in the threes, I think
maybe 3.5% range, but they've got better again.
Yep.
Now VA is back down to about 2.75%. Right. It was up to 3.
Yep.
Conventional was up to 3.75, and now it's back at like 3.3, 3.4, you know, depending on your product. But
absolutely,
it's the money. It's the down payment that is holding those first time
home buyers.
It is. Because I had a couple that came from California, Bill. $65,000 to a down payment. Thought they were going to buy a $300,000 house. We changed on a dime when I informed their agent of what I was seeing in my office that was successful. They went to a $335,000 house, offered $380,000. They're only putting 10% down, now getting mortgage insurance. And they said, Jay, we can put 10% down unless the appraisal gap hits, and then we're going to need to put 5% down and spend that $30,000 for the gap, another $15,000 down, and another $15,000 to just get through the process. So that's someone with $65,000, and they're barely getting it.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and you're doing the title work on all of this, and you've got more percentage share of the purchase title market than anybody else in town, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you're seeing it more than me. So as we wind up here, kind of tell me what you're seeing.
Well, a couple of things. That days on market went down to 13, Jay.
13 days on market for your median listing.
From the time it hits the MLS, it goes under contract. Never seen that before. Again, we cracked the median sales price in April, $410,000.
$410,000. That's like a 15% increase from this same month last year.
Yes. And then if you go, Axion, we killed the average price, almost $473,000.
Which is
on
just
average. I mean, you're pressing Denver stuff now, you know. I mean, it's crazy. I think Denver's about 550, but I mean, it just,
and sadly, we're closing the gap. That's just nothing to brag about.
No,
I mean, my wife is like, I mean, we're looking at a house that we bought for $172,000. Our agent said there's no way we're listing that for $295,000. We're going to start at $325,000 and see where it goes on an 1,100 square foot 3-bedroom 1-bath house in Patty Jewett.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's nuts. We're selling 290% of what we have, and then
now,
we just
hold
explained
on. 290%
of what we have.
That means 480 in the market, and 1,200, 1,400 are being sold every month. It's turning so fast. And I don't want you to be discouraged. Just call me at 330-1457. I can help you navigate this. I can help your real estate agent navigate it. Bill, I used to work with like 12 agents at this time last year. Right. I'm working with 3 because the other 9 just can't get anything done.
Yeah. No, it's, tell you what, in that real estate market right now, as an agent, you better be good. Yeah. Everybody's fighting over that 400.
Being transparent, out of the 4,000 agents, how many do you think have really understood and are able to navigate this market? Out of 4,000, how many? I have my guess.
That really, truly do...
Can get a buyer into a house.
Yeah, 200 to 400.
Yeah, that's what I say. 500 if you're generous.
Something like that. I mean, there's...
But about 10%.
Yeah. You know...
90% chance of finding an ineffective agent. So you want to call me at 719-330-1457 because Bill and I know every single agent that can get your contract offer or the contract offer for your adult child to the table.
Well, and Jay, just the end of it, 18% increase January through April of this year compared to January through and April of last year. That's an average price, 16 in median. This is coming off 3 straight years of double digit in price increases.
And quite honestly, I don't see 18% appreciation as healthy, do you?
No, it can't sustain, especially if rates start to go. The other thing that's killing us on price, and especially on the new builds, is the construction costs.
Thank you for saying that, Bill.
No, it's horrible.
I should have bought 2,000 2x4s and put them in my garage.
Yeah,
you know, because $1.50 2x4 is now worth $4.50. Who thought we'd be trading 2x4s rather than pork bellies?
Yeah,
huh?
maybe lumber instead of Bitcoin. I don't know. Jay, listen to this. We're almost 4% ahead in sales, and we're down 61% in available for sale. That's compared to last year. It just, well, like I said, I'm a native here. I've never seen a market like this. There's the market itself. Interest rates would shut it. You know, it'll make it to where people couldn't buy. I'm just not seeing it right now. I'm not seeing that but that 10-year note or bond go there. My personal opinion is I think it'll be, initially takes us down, it'll be a national deal because we can't handle the debt. You know, and who knows? I've heard all sorts of numbers, where that number's at. But when that happens, it ain't going to matter where you're at. You know, it's just going to be fiasco. So, you know, I would say, here's what I would tell homebuyers out there right now. If you can afford it and you got a decent job, and I'm old school, I'd say spend 25% of your income on the mortgage payment. But I know that's very tough to do. But I mean, you know, if you can afford it, you got a good job. You're not buying your house as an investment. You're buying it as a home. So if you can afford to do it, and we're still, even though rates are up, we're at historic lows. And so why not take advantage of it if you're a buyer?
Yeah, because you're certainly not going to be able to rent. You still can't rent for what you can buy. And this is 90% of all the first-time home buyers, Bill, say we don't have any down payment. I'm like, you need to have a coming-to-Jesus talk with one of your relatives or grandparents because you're not getting a grant or a loan. You're getting an investment because if they gift you $30,000, that's going to be $90,000 in 4 years easily. And then you can say, you know what, you gift me now. Once we get that equity and drop our mortgage insurance, we will gift you back in retirement. I'm helping them find a roadmap to do that. What are you seeing? I only dare to forecast 18 months out right now because of the federal national debt situation. I can't see beyond that time.
In Colorado Springs, I'd say the next 2 years. I think we'll go through this year, we'll go through next year. So if you're calling 18 months, that would be about the same because we're already, you know, into June. We're not that, we're almost there. And so, yeah, and it will be, you know, there's a lot of policies. Some are not friendly to real estate at all.
And that's a whole separate radio show. So, Bill, thank you so much personally for coming in. When Tom, you know, my friend who's got a deep history of real estate law, says, boy, you mentioned your friend Bill. I sat down with him, and he was impressed. For you listening, Bill is one of the most real estate literate individuals in this town. I appreciate you sitting down with my listeners, our listeners now for 10 years.
Not a problem.
Appreciate you coming in every month. And if you're listening right now, call me at 719-330-1457 during the break. I can help you with the purchase or refinance transaction. I can get you Bill McAfee's economic update statistics. And better yet, we can get you into one of his amazing historic real estate classes.
Well, you might even fit a picture, Jay, if they have a really huge board that they could fit my head on.
Yeah. Like a mount, Bill McAfee mount. We'll be back right after these important messages.
Funky. Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, clap.
Walk a little funny, but my walk is me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to the last segment of Demographics in the Pikes Peak region with Bill McAfee, who just left the studio with the unbelievable announcement that the median home price, that's not the average that can be skewed by million-dollar sales, but the median price of a home in Colorado Springs, which is a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, 1,800 square foot home, is $410,000. I predict it is going to spike as high as $485,000 this year. And for comfort, that's a little bit too close to Denver. And let me explain why we're seeing the kids gone wild. Because you have baby boomers that are downsizing, coming out of these big homes, that like the Gen Xers, like me, that are 45 to 65 years old. Then you've got the millennials who are coming into the market on those starter homes. What I just spoke of, that three-bedroom, two-bath, three-bedroom, one-bath house that was $178,000 in 2012. 9 years later, that's a $350,000 to $450,000 house. And why on earth is this happening? Why now? Give me a call at 719-330-1457. If you have anybody wanting to purchase a house, you have to stop now and call me. You can't even send me an email. You've got to call or text me because we're so busy. 719-330-1457. 90% of all the real estate agents are still wonderful people. They just can't navigate the complexity of this market. And with the kids gone wild, let me tell you what a typical offer looks like. Just two of them. Someone who wants to buy a $330,000 house gets slapped in the face with no bid accepted the first two or three times. The fourth time, through counsel with me and a great agent, Colin, they offer $380,000. They do a $30,000 appraisal gap, and that is $50,000 over asking price to get it under contract. That was successful. Another one, which was tragic, a $500,000 house, $500,000 house, military officer, VA loan, was outbid by someone who went $80,000 over asking price, $580,000 offer, conventional, and our client did not get the house, and they dust off to fight another day. You've got to get someone who can navigate that market. And I can help your adult children, your neighbors, your coworkers, you navigate this market. We have more than a 70% success rate at getting our clients under contract. I just got another investment property buyer under contract. We've got more than 10 in our office right now. And the reality is this. You've got 3.7 million to 4 million Americans turning 40 every single year now. The millennials were born, first one in 1981. Today is 2021. The first birth year of millennials is turning 40. We have 16 to 20 years with record birth years. This is what I'm talking about demographics in the Pikes Peak region. In 1989, 1990, 1991, and 1992 birth years, for the first time since the 50s, there was more than 4 million babies born. Right now, there's about 3.5 to 3.7 million being born every single year. In a birth generation of the millennials, where there's as little as 72 million, but as high as 87 million, you say, Jay, how can the numbers be so muddy and statistically unsure? It's because there's so many Americans who are not documented, as many as 11 to 15 million of them now. Very few of those undocumented folks are less than 5, and almost none of them are over 55. All of the individuals coming in, as you see these caravans walking up in the videos or the snapshot photos you're seeing, are between 15 and 25 years old, as young as 3 years old, but nobody's over 50. You can't walk that far. You're too tired to go anywhere. Well, now you break that down into an actual year. We've got more than 3.9 to 4.1 million people with the snap of your finger turning 40 every single year. Folks, that's more than 10,684 people turning 40 every single day in United States. And that's when you've got your education done, you're in a relationship, you're starting to gain momentum in your career, and you're spending more money and consuming and producing more than anyone. And there's disproportionately more people. And if you just take the top 10 desirable areas, Matt, my producer, just told me Denver is one of the top, if not the top area for millennials to be moving in the entire country. Colorado Springs is number 5. That means tens of thousands of people are moving in every single month and every single year to Colorado and Colorado Springs. With COVID-19 and the telecommuting, people are choosing, why would I buy a house in Denver for $550,000 when I can have it in Colorado Springs for $450,000? You get the same quality lifestyle and you just virtually check into work. Now, the biggest takeaway for the entire show is this. Number one, like I stated with Bill McAfee, this real estate market is exceptionally hot. I see 12 to 24 months, 1 to 2 years of investment potential in Colorado Springs, or it's going to be overpriced or you're going to be priced out of the market. If you think you're going to wait and pay off your current home and maybe buy an investment property in 2 years, you're wasting your time. You need to take that $50,000 you have, buy another house now, get it at a low fixed rate, and pay them both off, because in 3 years it'll be 60 grand more than it is right now. Secondly, I want you to consider, as a big takeaway from this show, to create and put together a plan B. My wife and I are selling a house here locally, not because we want to get rid of our real estate portfolio. We are doing a 1031 exchange, a tax-exempt shift, and purchasing a property in Tennessee, another state, to diversify our portfolio. So there is hope. Rates are still at a historical low. Supply is still there. It's just going up in demand. So you have to call me to get things started at 330-1457. Allow me to get you purchase qualified with the only certified approval, Churchill Mortgage. Takes your entire financial packet, file, application, and puts it in front of a live underwriter, and it separates us from everybody else and puts you to the front of the line with offers. Don't hesitate. Call 330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Have a great week. Tune in next week with a new exciting topic right here on The Jay Garvin Show, and call me immediately at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transaction with our local team right here in Colorado Springs. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show and podcast.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Rap, rap.